scary, isn't it? Said Carl. Katie wasn't going to let her brother get to her. She wouldn't give him the satisfaction. Of course not, she snapped. What's there to be scared of? Carl gestured at the dark trees surrounding them. Oh, nothing. Except we're in an old dead wood at night. There's no one around for 100 miles. No radio or cell phone coverage. No lights. And no one to rescue you if something comes. If the wood is dead, said Katie, what's going to come? Carl laughed and flicked on his torch. Okay, you've got me there. That's the problem with you medical types, always so rational. Katie breathed in the cold night air. Wind rustled through the skeletal trees. Ex-medical type, said Katie. And I wouldn't be so sure. Something is ruining our experiments. Carl ran his torch beam over a small plastic pool sticking out of the uneven ground. Here we are, he said. Geosensor 412. Brother and sister knelt at the stubby object. Katie extracted a small toolkit from her coat pocket. She fiddled at the dead sensor's side. I checked this 2 hours ago. Now the sensor's totally offline. It doesn't make sense. Carl nodded. Of course not. That's why.
Why what?
Why? It's so scary.